USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is sending two top White House advisors to Detroit now to try and bring UAW leaders and Big Three automakers to a new contract agreement.
No one wants a strike. Say it again. No one wants a strike.
During a speech from the White House on Friday, Biden leaned the union's way, calling on car makers to share record auto profits with the workers who made them. This week's UAW strike will be the first to hit all three Detroit car makers at once. However, Union President Sean Fain is using a targeted approach across all three, ordering strikes at a variety of car plants across the country. Fain says he can't trust the way company executives have been acting.
We've told them from day one, we expect a bargain now, not wait till the end. They waited till last week. We had to file unfair labor practice charges on two companies to get them to come to the table.
Roughly 13,000 UAW members walked off the job at three separate plants in Missouri, Michigan, and Ohio Friday. The UAW strike war chest totals roughly $825 million. The car companies have billions in cash to work with, as well as weeks of finished cars in stock. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking a judge for a narrow gag order to be placed on Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. Smith's office accuses the former president of inspiring violent threats against individuals involved in the case, including the judge. Trump's lawyer responded, calling it a dishonest stunt. Hurricane Lee continues spinning off the New England coast while forecasters are keeping tropical storm warnings in place from Portland, Maine, all the way to Boston, Massachusetts. Lee now offers a greater threat to Nova Scotia as well, which is now under a tropical storm watch. The National Hurricane Center says Lee's bringing tropical storm conditions and dangerous surf to the New England region tonight. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours at only $99 a pair means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
President Biden is naming a new special envoy for economic recovery in Ukraine. Former U.S. Secretary of Commerce Penny Pritzker will serve in the role. It hints at earlier White House promises made toward a long-term U.S. commitment. Speaking to reporters Friday, U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller stated
there will be a further announcement of additional resources and capabilities, additional weapons to go to Ukraine as they continue this counteroffensive and to defend against Russian attacks.
The official word is out.
CDC recommends everyone 6 months and older get one dose of the updated COVID-19 vaccine ahead of the fall and winter season.
CDC Director Mandy Cohen in a public service announcement this week, the FDA and CDC just recently approved a new round of Moderna and Pfizer-BioNTech COVID vaccines. Experts have apparently been wrong about Disney princesses all along.
For parents worried about how Disney princesses might impact their child's self-image, let it go. Specifically, researchers asked whether the body size of a Disney princess affected kids' body esteem. The team found that children whose favorite princesses had an average body size, like Moana, had a higher body esteem a year later. Notably, kids preferring a thin princess, like Snow White, did not seem to change children's body image of themselves either. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.